may contain scenes of nudity, sexually suggestive scenes, coarse language, and high levels of sass, which may result in the removal of clothing and loss of inhibition. Listener discretion is advised.
I got two words for you. Pussy avalanche. Pussy.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the CITR 101.9 FM studios, it's Cabo Radio! Tonight, Teddy and E-Rock take you on a journey into the awe-inspiring history of cabaret with songs, skits, and sexy scarlets. As always, upcoming events, I'm Eric Carberry, and now, here's Teddy!
Ah, cabaret, everyone loves the jazz hands of cabaret. Thank you very much. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. It is... What day is it today?
It's Tuesday.
Tuesday, July 7th, 2009, here on Cab Radio. I am your host, Teddy Smooth. Beside me, E-Rock, as always. E-Rock has put together a plethora of cabaret-y type skits and bits, like you mentioned in the intro. Because I don't really know much about cabaret, so I decided to let him do all the work this week, and I'm going to sit back and listen to his take on cabaret. It would be a nice adventure, you know. It would be good. I'm going to throw in a few things. I do know a little bit.
I'm not going to lie. Right off the top, I mean, I did some research, and I think I know a little bit more than I did before. However, I can see this maybe taking off a little bit and we coming back in the future and maybe, you know, brushing up on things. This is kind of an intro to me into cabaret, and I thought I would share it with everybody.
Well, there's just so much in the world of cabaret as well that we cannot possibly in this hour to an hour and a half cover. Mm. The entire world of cabaret. I mean, just the countries like Germany, there's the German cabaret, there's the English cabaret, there's the French cabaret, there's the New York cabaret, there's now, you know, the Vancouver cabaret. We could do a whole show just on how it's evolved and emerged here in Vancouver. But I think you were saying we were going to spend a little bit of time back in the past, maybe a little bit of German cabaret, and then move our way into some newer stuff. And I know I have a few tracks as well. I know some local and Canadian peoples that use cabaret within their show. Maybe it doesn't seem like it's necessarily cabaret, but bands like Big John Bates and the Voodoo Dolls got one of their tracks coming up a bit later. Also, Alistair, I don't never know how to say his last name, but I think it's Christel. He does the same thing. He uses some cabaret burlesque in his acts as well as a track by comedy duo The Wet Spots. Because they have toured. They actually won Best Cabaret in the Melbourne Fringe Festival. So nice. So there's all sorts of new stuff these
well
days.
Well done, Wet Spots.
Well done, Wet Spots. They also are starting up a new musical that will be running at the Waterfront Theatre in August. It's called Shine, a burlesque musical, starring the Wet Spots, as well as a plethora of Vancouver talent, including myself. I'll be playing a young newcomer out of town. So be sure to stay tuned for information about that, because I'm sure I'll be chit-chatting about that as the
weeks progress. I didn't
realize
you like to talk about yourself.
No, that's why I named the show Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth, because I don't like talking about myself. So let's
get into something off the top here.
This is something that...
I believe this is what I've taken and thought, you know, this is cabaret. So I'd like to just start off quickly by playing something for you, which I believe presents cabaret to its best.
All right, well, let's have a listen.
She was walking in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her fanny. So over the bridge from Flushing to the Sheffield's door, she was there to sell makeup, but the father saw more. She had style, she had flair, she was there. That's how she became the nanny.
Excuse me? Is that, really? Isn't that the theme song from The Nanny? The hit television show starring Fran Drescher?
On CBC, I believe, on CBS.
All right, turn it off, turn it off. It's cabaret sounding, but we're using a television show to start off the show? Uh-oh. I don't know.
Maybe,
we're getting.
Maybe my research didn't go quite as deep as I thought I went.
I'm not sure if you out there are impressed by that. I'm sorry. I'm a little disappointed by the start of the program. Okay. This is Cabba Radio with Teddy Smooth on CITR 101.9. Let's try another track, shall we?
All right.
Let's kick it off with something a little bit maybe old with new funk. How about that?
See what I got. I know. I know the right one for this.
All right. This sounds a bit better. We'll be back after this.
I got rhythm. I got music. I got my man. Who could ask for anything more? I got daisies in green pastures. I got my man. Who could ask for anything more? I got rhythm.
Who could dance with us or who could stand with us? Look at us tonight, we looking fabulous. Freshed it up to death and we just moving. Out on the town, putting on our dance shoes in. 1 foot in and 1 foot out. Sexy salsa, what's that all about? Well, listen, as I take it back to old school and like Lena Horne, all them cats was cooling. Believe, but yo, I can't take it when that young thing like to shake, shake, shake it. When she move forward and she back the thing up, and I gotta be on point and live on something. Cause my hood is breezy, it ain't easy, but for tonight, gonna be alright.
Lena Horne featuring Q-Tip with I've Got Rhythm. I don't know if anyone else caught that, but that hook there sounded like that's from the Toyota ads.
Mm. Toyota, who could ask for anything more?
Metro Lexus, Toyota. Yeah, that's the one. There we go. Hey, welcome back to Cabaret Radio with Teddy Smooth. Beside me, E-Rock. We're taking a trip down Cabaret Lane tonight.
Cabaret!
Now, obviously, Cabaret did not start here in Vancouver. One started over in Europe. And one of the main places was Germany. Mm. So I thought a guy came on and created a few look back episodes called Retro Cabaret for Cabaret Radio, and I'd like to play one, and then we're going to get into some of German tracks that you have as well. But I thought I'd set up Germany with his sort of explanation of the German scene. So this is Retro Cabaret. We'll be back in just a while, so have a listen and enjoy some cabaret from the land of Germany. That was horrible. Oh, that was horrible.
Not as bad as your timing on getting this song going.
Shut up. I don't know how to do this.
Oh, hello.
Hello, I'm Steve Bowl, and this is Retro Cabaret, a look at the way it was for the way we were. Cabaret has meant a lot of different things over the past 100 years or so. Originally, it just meant small room. Eventually, it meant a small room where people could eat and drink while they watched a show. Finally, it came to mean the kind of show they watched, an entertainment designed for a very intimate space where everyone could see the whites of the performer's eyes and could hear them even if they whispered. Cabaret started in France, but I'd like to do France some other week. I'm going to start with Germany, because most people who hear the word cabaret think about that musical that was set in Germany. The Germans had cabarets from the turn of the 20th century, but they were under government censorship as long as the Kaisers ruled. When Kaiser Wilhelm abdicated in 1918, the lid came off. German cabarets were now free to show political satire and sexual freedom of all kinds, from the sophisticated to the downright filthy. Some performers started in cabaret who moved on to other things, among them Lotte Lenya and Marlene Dietrich. The political side of German cabaret is best represented by the songs that Bertolt Brecht wrote with Kurt Weill, and later with Hans Eisler. These could get pretty heavy-handed, and I'm not going to play any tonight. As for the sexual side, there was a kind of lower-class cabaret that specialized in bawdiness for its own sake, where the performers were often prostitutes. These were called tingle-tangle houses. The infamous Kit Kat Club was supposed to be a tingle-tangle. Well, I'm going to play something for you tonight that's pretty tingly and tangly. I wouldn't have this to play if, a dozen years ago, the German singer and actress Ute Lemper hadn't decided that she wanted to introduce an English-speaking audience to some 1920s and 30s German cabaret songs that were not by Brecht and Weill. There weren't any English singing translations of these songs, so Ute Lemper commissioned some to be written specifically for her, and she put out a CD in 1997 called Berlin Cabaret Songs. Here's one of them.
She is all the rage of the German stage, playing Wedekind or Goethe. We all love her so, she plays SRO, so the critics' barbs don't hurt her. It's really a phenomenon. When she comes on, all cares are gone. She bears her soul and shoulder. We gasp and pant and start to chant. Take it off, Petronella, take it off. Of your talents we're adoring, but we find the theatre boring. If you don't want us to yawn or snore or cough, take it off, Petronella, take it off. Put anyone to sleep yet. I act Maeterlinck, wearing only mink, and I play Iphigenia, wearing not the sword, just the diamond watch and the glittering tiara. I bring classics to the present tense with elegance and relevance, and you'll love my love's labor. My Juliet's the best you'll get. My costumes get less and lesser. They think I am quite the dresser. And of course they all admire my scholarship. When I strip, don't you fellas, when I strip. When the curtain's down, she goes on the town on the arm of a rich lover. Then he sees her home and start to roam, but he hovers just above her. You'll please me more than you can know by giving me a flickin' show. Your bare flesh in the moonlight will help to make my juices flow. Strip for me, Petronella, strip for me. Release your body from its torment. I want my own private performance. In the morning we'll go on a shopping spree. But tonight, Petronella, strip for me. Strip for me, Petronella, strip for me.
From the cabarets of the Weimar Republic, that was Take It Off, Petronella, sung by Ute Lemper, music by Friedrich Holländer, later to move to Hollywood and change his name to Frederick Holländer, words by a famous German writer named Kurt Tucholsky, who wrote cabaret songs under the name Theobald Tiger. I'll take you to some other part of the world next week if they still want to have me. Meanwhile, this is Steve Bowl for Retro Cabaret.
Are you a local nonprofit or grassroots community organization looking for research assistance? Have an SFU student do the research for you and make your social justice or environmental project a reality. The Action Research Exchange Program at SFRG facilitates connections between community organizations that need research but have limited resources with SFU students who can take on that research for course credit. We are currently looking for project proposals for the 2009-2010 academic year. The summer deadline is July 15th. You can apply now at sfperg.ca/ARX or call 778-782-4360.
Een overspannen bakker, een brave man uit Tiel, ging naar een psychiater met een splinter in zijn ziel. Maar ziet, de psychiater was ook niet al te fris. Die riep ineens, mijn hemel, nou weet ik wat ik mis. Mijn neus, Mien, waar is mijn neus? Mien, waar is mijn feestneus? Mien, waar is mijn neus? Waar is mijn feestneus gebleven? Ik moet hem hebben als ik naar het feestje ga. Ik zag hem net nog leggen in de la 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 la. Mien, waar is mijn feestneus? Mien, waar is mijn neus? Waar is mijn feestneus gebleven? Hij was een grote bokser, een superzwaar gewicht. Hij danste langs de touwen en in het witte licht. Maar ik kreeg een linkse loeier en 1500 piek. En na die laatste poeier, toen zei die laconiek. Mijn neus, Mien, waar is mijn neus? Mien, waar is mijn feestneus? Mien, waar is mijn neus? Waar is mijn feestneus gebleven? Ik mocht hem hebben als ik naar het feestje ga. Ik zag hem net nog leggen in de la 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 la. Mien, waar is mijn feestneus? Mien, waar is mijn neus? Waar is mijn feestneus gebleven? Hij was een excellentie, hij leidde het debat. Maar ook een excellentie, die wil nog wel eens wat. En in de Eerste Kamer kreeg hij ineens zo'n dorst. Toen greep hij naar de hamer en zong het volle borst. Mijn neus, Mien, waar is mijn neus? Mien, waar is mijn feestneus? Mien, waar is mijn neus? Waar is mijn feestneus gebleven? Ik mocht hem hebben als ik naar het feestje ga. Ik zag hem net nog leggen in de la 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 la. Mien, waar is mijn feestneus? Mien, waar is mijn neus? Waar is mijn feestneus gebleven? Mien, waar is mijn feestneus? Mien, waar is mijn neus? Waar is mijn feestneus gebleven? Is mijn feestneus gebleven?
Want hem hebben als ik naar het feestje ga.
Want hem hebben als ik naar het
feestje ga. Zag hem net nog leggen in de la.
Ik zag hem net nog leggen in de la 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 la. Mien, waar is mijn feestneus? Mien, waar is mijn neus?
Waar is mijn feestneus gebleven?
Thank you. cut the mustard anymore. He's getting too old, too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. Once I kissed the millionaire, ran my fingers through his hair. The whole thing turned out pretty grim, 'cause none of his hair belonged to him. Too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore. He's getting too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore. He wore at the Bunker Hill. Too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore. He's getting too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore. I entertained an actor I know. The moon was high and the lights were low. He said I'd like to play the scene, but it's time to drink my Ovaltine. Too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore. He's getting too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore. Before you do submit, make him show his birth certificate. Too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore. He's getting too old, he's too old.
Yes, 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 yes. That was Edith Piaf, one very well-known cabaret singer, dancer.
That one was? That was the one before, wasn't
it? Oh, I'm sorry, yes. That was Marlene Dietrich. Yes, another. Thank you, Mr. Smooth. Thank
no
you.
Worries.
Right, and just before Marlene Dietrich, there was Edith Piaf. And before that, we had Toon Hermans, who is part of the Great Three of Cabaret, for any of you cabaret buffs out there. I only know this because I looked it up last night.
Always prepared here at Cab Radio. Yes. This is CITR's newest radio show, Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. Give us a call, 822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. You can also find us online at CITR.ca. And if you missed the show and you want to check out the podcast, you can do so on that website, CITR.ca, or you can find us on iTunes, search CITR-Cabaret Radio. Tonight we're talking about the wacky and wonderful world of cabaret. We also have some upcoming events coming up in about 20 minutes or so, and I also have some tickets to give away, so be by that phone, because when I give the cue to call, you can win two tickets to this Friday's Pink Flamingo show at the Jupiter Lounge. If you haven't been to a Pink Flamingo show, it's pretty radical. I'm going to talk about it a little bit later in upcoming events. So, but it's live music, burlesque, cabaret. I'll be hosting it. There's a plethora of performances by some of Vancouver's best burlesque stars.
Hmm. You've used plethora twice tonight now.
Have I?
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
No problem.
Thanks for keeping me on my, what is that, an adjective? Or is that a, I don't know.
No.
I was in French immersion, so I never knew. When I got into the English track, I was really bad.
Speaking of Germans and French, in French immersion, I cheated off of a German kid who was a foreign exchange student, and I ended up getting a B, he got an A. I guess I didn't cheat as well as I thought I could have.
That is a good story.
Thank you. It just sort of... That's enough of that.
Hey, speaking of No, not speaking or anything. I'm going to just totally change the subject. Today, we can't really, you know, avoid it. Michael Jackson, he died, and obviously, and today was his big memorial. Now, people are wondering why you're talking about Michael Jackson. Well, if you look at some of his videos, I mean, a lot of those were very, you look at Thriller, you know, that whole sort of creating, like for me, cabaret a lot of the times is taking a different genres and like sort of putting them all together in one show. And he would do that a lot. I mean, Thriller is a great example. There was, you know, the dancing, the choreography, the makeup, all of that put together with the song to create a really great song. And another guy who is sort of a new cabaret performer is, we've played him on the show before, is Richard Cheese.
Richard Cheese.
And you were telling me that you got...
Well, I felt it was just fitting with the memorial that was today of Michael Jackson that we, you know, we gave our shout out because I know everybody's kind of, you know, jumping on the bandwagon with this whole Michael Jackson thing, but I'm a huge fan of his.
Right, me too.
So I don't think it's a bandwagon. I think it's us, you know, giving back to this great musician who gave to us.
Well, I also think, too, right now, because of his death, see, a lot of people were caught up in the fact of how, like, creepy his life was or how weird and how wacky. But now that he's died, it's almost sort of freed up the music just to be enjoyed again. And you don't have to sort of feel guilty for listening to this or supporting this sort of guy who had been, you know, reportedly really perverted. Or so it sort of freed up the music.
Yes. But to stick with the cabaret, I've found... this Richard Cheese song, Beat It.
Dream. pajamas on a llama in the Castro. Lots of Astro in the sauna. Marijuana. Goes for cocktails with a smart and charming man. He picks up the check.
Cigarette.
Why not? Oh, God, why not?
Why not smoke?
That's no joke. Why not smoke, smoke, smoke?
Light.
Thanks.
Oh, you didn't get it.
I didn't pull. You have to pull.
Here.
Merci.
Have you ever wondered, as you stand there inhaling, why it should take two matches to light a simple thing like a cigarette?
No.
You just accept it?
Yes, I guess you could say I just accept it. Usually I pull a little harder, but that time I didn't. I wanted you to light my cigarette twice. Could you tell?
I could tell. Some things you just know.
You can tell.
Though not a single word is spoken, you can tell, you know. An unlit cigarette tells you so well, you know.
I feel I know you well enough to confide in you.
I felt that way, too. From the moment I offered you a cigarette, I knew we spoke the same language. Confide in me.
Don't laugh. Please don't laugh.
I shan't laugh. God, I couldn't laugh at you. Not now, not after what we've been through.
You mean two matches.
That's what I mean. Confide in me.
Well, my secret, if you can call it a secret, is that I love to smoke.
I know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean.
I don't even want to stop.
Neither do I.
I suppose I could.
But you don't want to.
Does anyone?
No, not really.
Oh, they laugh and pretend they want to.
And they brag.
Yes, they brag if they've been successful. I mean really successful.
If anyone really is.
Yes. I mean, isn't it the only thing that really separates us from the apes? I mean, when you come right down to it.
It's that and more.
Much more.
When you come right down to it. But do you remember the old days?
The old days?
The good old days, before Lucky Strike Green had gone to war.
No, I don't. I'm too young, too frightfully young.
Not a cough in a carload?
Oh, no, not I.
I'd walk a mile for a camel.
Briefly, only in passing, but that's not remembrance.
No, that's not remembrance.
It's sentimentality, mere sentimentality.
Apple honey?
Mere.
Do you remember non-filters?
Non-filters?
Little cigarettes.
Without a filter.
I'm beginning to see that we have less and less in common. You know nothing of the history, nothing.
Except that there were no filters. What was it like back then?
One enjoyed it more.
No. No fears.
No fears, just satisfaction. Then suddenly, quite suddenly.
Yes, yes.
It all changed.
Things change. You've changed.
Suddenly.
Yes.
People switched.
To a milder smoke.
No, it wasn't any milder. Just longer. Pall Mall was very long. You got more for your money.
I've heard of them, Pall Mall.
No, Pall Mall.
My mistake, but I am trying.
Pall Mall's greater length filtered the smoke on the way to your throat.
That was the beginning, wasn't it?
That key word, filter.
We're worlds apart, worlds and worlds. May I have another cigarette?
No, not now, not knowing what I now know.
That I lack background.
And you profess to love smoking.
But I do. At least I'm trying.
Are you? Are you really trying?
Yes! I mean, I couldn't be more fascinated. But there's so much to learn in so little time.
Avalon, Wings, Fatima, Virginia Rounds, even Domino.
So very much to learn.
Call for Philip Morris.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Oh, never mind. It'll be lost.
You're so worldly. You've smoked. You've really smoked.
The good old days.
But did they have menthol?
No.
Green packages with scenic mountains?
No, no.
Recessed filters, porous paper.
Negative.
Crush proof, flip top.
No.
Well, then what was there? I mean, why do people go around smoking like it matters?
There was something.
What?
They called it tobacco.
Are you a UBC student taking first year economics, math, chemistry, or physics?
That stuff is hard.
Are you feeling like you need some tutoring? That's okay, because the AMS offers free and appointment tutoring for students in these subjects.
Whoa! How does it work?
It's on a first-come, first-served basis, and there's no need to sign up. Just show up with your books and your questions.
Whoa! When does it happen?
Monday to Thursday from 3 to 7 at the Sub Pacific Spirit Cafeteria, located beside the Starbucks.
Whoa! A+, here I come.
Album Mystique, that is Big John Bates here on Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth, CITR 101.9 FM.
Hey, here's a question. Why is it you see a dog hump a leg, but you never see a cat jump on and start screwing one? And have you ever seen a cat's penis? I have.
This is Upcoming Events with Teddy Smooth.
All right, there's a group in town called Company B. If you like the Andrew Sisters, that type of thing, you're going to want to go check out their CD release party this Thursday at the Anza Club. Company B is presenting their very first CD. Now, they've been around town for some time now playing gigs, and they're just a great group of girls, and a couple guys play in their band. So check them out, Anza Club. That's Thursday, July 9th. Show starts at 7 8:30. Also Thursday, if maybe you're feeling more into, you know, some boobies, some bums, then maybe you want to head over to Maxine's Hideaway for the Newbie Boobies. Yes, Precious Metal presents a wonderful collection of some of Vancouver's up-and-comers all together on the same stage. These girls have, most of them have about less than a year experience, but don't let them fool you, because some of these girls are pretty sweet. I say some because I haven't seen all of them, so I wouldn't want to say they're all good. That's also this Saturday, July 9th. That's a little bit later at 9 o'clock at Maxine's Hideaway, which is at Bidwell, just off of Davie. Now, we talked about it earlier. I have some tickets to give away, so if you want to give us a call right after upcoming events, 604-822-2487, you can win tickets to Friday night's production of Pink Flamingo Burlesque. It's the Live and Let Strip event. It's a secret agent burlesque show. This version of the show is featuring Shaboobie Bubarella. Myself, I'll be emceeing. Teddy Smooth, Lola Frost, Jenny Magenta, Miss Rosie Delight, and Valentin Virago. Plus, of course, the Pink Flamingo Orchestra, which they're just amazing. If you want to kind of step back in time and get some burlesque, some cabaret, where they used to play to live music, and this is a show you want to see, that's going to be at the Jupiter Lounge, which is on 1216 Butte, just off of Davie. They're also doing pre-sale tickets now. There's a new owner at the Jupiter Lounge that is encouraging people to buy pre-sale tickets, because he's apparently a little bit nervous that there hasn't been so many, even though last time it completely sold out because 100 people showed up at the door. So if you want to buy tickets ahead of time, that's great. You can go to www.flamingoburlesque.com. Advanced tickets are only $10. Save yourself some money, because tickets at the door are $15. Doors are at 8 p.m. That is Pink Flamingo Burlesque, Live and Let Strip. That's at the Jupiter Lounge, 1216 Butte Street, just off of Davie. Saturday night, you want to head over to Dollhouse Studios for a summer circus. There's going to be all sorts of craziness going on, including Flying Not Falling. This guy and gal, they do a whole sort of circus. They throw boxes in the air. They have glowing balls, all sorts of crazy stuff. There's also going to be some burlesque. It's going to be hosted by The Professor, and Burgundy Breaks will be there. Melody Mangler, who just came off her win at Miss Exotica World, or the Blessed Hall of Fame, is going to be there performing Crystal Precious. And later on in the night, DJs Teddy Smooth, oh, that's me, and Betty Ford will be taking you to the wee hours of the morning. And the best part, admission is by donation, because it's actually a fundraising event for two people that are getting married, Yum Yum Doll and her fiancé Jeff. So they're trying to raise money for their wedding. So check that out. That's Dollhouse Studios, 42 West 8th, this Saturday, July 11th. Doors are at 8 o'clock. Sunday night, and always Sunday night, it's Kitty Night's Burlesque. That's down at the Biltmore Cabaret, 12th and Kingsway, just underneath the big Hojo with the big pink sign just around the corner. This week it is Down the Rabbit Hole. E-Rock, did you see in the paper the other day that there were all those Alice in Wonderland dressed up women or girls down at English Bay? Well, they're doing another one where all these people are doing sort of an Alice in Wonder dress up and this time they're doing it at Trout Lake, which is just off of 12th and Victoria there. So we're encouraging people who are dressed up at the Alice in Wonderland thing to come to Kitty Nights as we present our Down the Rabbit Hole. Also, it's a great lineup. Little Miss Wrist, Crystal Presses, Jenny Magenta, and Connie Linguis. Of course, I'll be there, as well as The Professor and Burgundy Bricks. Hey, that's upcoming events for this week. Call now to win tickets to the Pink Flamingo Burlesque that goes on this Friday. Call now, 604-822-2487. I think we have a call, but I'm going to take it away, and I'm going to play some music while we take this call. So we'll be back right after this.
High heels on, You give me fever like I've never known. Yes, you're just a product of loneliness. I like the groove in your walk, your talk, your dress. I feel your fever from miles around. I'll pick you up and we'll paint the town. Because you kiss me, baby, and tell me twice that you're the one for me, the way you make me feel. You're really turning me on. You knock me off of my feet. My lonely days are gone. I like the feeling you're giving me. Hold me, baby, I'm in ecstasy. And I'll be working from 9 to 5 to buy you things to keep you by my side. And I've never felt so in love before. Promise me, baby, you'll love me forevermore. I swear I'm keeping you satisfied. 'Cause you're the one for me, the way you make me feel. You're really turning me on. You knock me off of my feet. My lonely days are gone, gone, gone. I said, oh, you make me feel good. Yes, you kiss me, baby. I feel your fever. Oh, baby, you make me feel so good. Pretty baby, the way I knew you would. You make me feel so good. You make me feel so good. Pretty baby, you're really turning me on.
Slab. dirt. 6 feet deep, or the pants will be clean, and they'll be dirt cheap. Only talking about dead man's
pants. Wednesday mornings on CITR. From 8 to 10 a.m., it's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show. Wednesdays, 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Muppet Show!
Did you know that George the janitor is so cheap that his wallet has an unlisted pocket? Am I too hip for the room?
To introduce this record, that's what I'm here to do. So it really makes me happy to introduce to you
the first original, genuine, no money back guaranteed Muppet Show cast album.
But now let's get things started on the most sensational, inspirational, celebrational Muppet Show.
Worst thing I ever heard.
It was terrible.
Horrendous.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah?
Well, there are parts of it I liked.
Yeah, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good.
It was great.
It's wonderful.
Well, bravo.
More.
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 Shark has pretty teeth, dear, and he shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has Maggie, dear, and he keeps it out of sight. When the shark bites with his teeth, dear, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, as my heat, yeah. So there's not a trace of red. On the sidewalk, Sunday mornings, lies a body oozing life. Someone's sneaking round the corner. Is that someone, Mac the knife? Yes, from a tugboat by the river, baby. A cement bag drooping down, and the cement's for the weight, yeah. get you my keys back in town. Yeah, Louis Miller disappeared, dear, after drawing out all his cash. And my keys spent like a sailor. Did I boy do something rash? Suki Tadri, Jenny Diver, Lottie Lanier, sweet Lucy Brown. Yes, the line found on the right, dear. Now that Maggie's back in town.
And now, Veterinarians Hospital, the continuing story of a former orthopedic surgeon who's gone to the dogs.
Hutsut Ralston, Honorilla, and a brawl, a brawl, a suet.
Dr. Bob, you can't sing at a time like this.
I'm not singing at a time like this. I'm singing Hutsut Ralston. It's an oldie but goodie.
How'd I ever get myself into this sketch?
Easy, George.
Dr. Bob, the patient is sinking.
Ivandravati is sinking about. Come on, laugh it up, nurse. These are the jokes.
The only joke around here is you, Dr. Bob. This patient needs your assistance. Mm-hmm.
Well, you're my assistance, but what he's going to do with the two of you, I'll never know.
Look, either give me some help or get me out of here.
Well, what seems to be your trouble?
Well, I keep breaking out in a cold sweat.
Aha, very simple. It's a clear case of Penn Transit phobia.
Huh?
It's a dread fear of traveling through the state of Pennsylvania.
Dr. Bob, enough of these terrible jokes. You've dedicated yourself to saving lives.
That's right, and I saved 6 lives this week.
By operating?
No, by not operating.
Dr. Bob, you've given this hospital a bad name.
You're right. Fred is a terrible name for a hospital. I'll give it a better name. How about Eunice?
This is impossible. Look, do you have a license?
Of course. Every dog has a license. The leash laws are really rough.
You dummy! I mean, do you have a license to practice?
Yes, I do. And right now I'm going to practice on you, Bongos.
Bongos, Dr. Bob?
Wait, hold. Hold, hey.
And so Dr. Bob is about to begin his bongo practice. Tune in next week when we'll hear Nurse Piggy say,
Dr. Bob, it's too late. You've lost him.
Well, he couldn't have gone far. He was under the sheet a second ago.
Brilliant!
That was terrible.
Well, it was good.
That was very bad.
Well, it was average.
It was in the middle there.
It wasn't that great.
I kind of liked it.
It was terrible.
I loved it.
Get him off!
More!
Feed me some more. Feed me all night long.
That's right, boy!
Can do it. Feed me, Seymour. Feed me all night long. 'Cause if you feed me, Seymour, I can grow up big and strong.
Would you like a Cadillac car? Wanna cash out on jackpot? How about a date with Hedy Lamarr? You're gonna get it if you want it, baby. How'd you like to be a big wheel? Dining out for every meal. I'm the man to make it all real. You're gonna get it. Hey, I'm your genie. I'm your friend. I'm your willing slave. Take a chance, eat me in. You know the kind of geese, the kind of red hot treats, the kind of sticky licky sweets I crave. Come on, Seymour.
Enjoy a little Michigan, boy. Work up some guts and you get it.
I don't know. Machine, turn around like I was James Dean. Yeah, 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 yeah. All the guys on the corner turned green.
So go get it. Woo, woo, woo. If you wanna be profound, if you really got to justify, take a breath and look around. A lot of folks deserve to die.
Stupid woman, Christ, what a friggin' scatterbrain! Off the motorcycle.
If you want a rationale, it isn't very hard to see. Now, 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 stop and think it all the fair. The guy sure looks like plant food to me. The guy sure looks like plant food to me. The guy sure looks like plant food to me.
He's so nasty, treating her rough,
smacking her around and always talking so tough.
You need blood and he's got more than enough.
I need blood and he's got more than enough.
You need blood and he's got more than enough.
So go get it.
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, ice cream man. Can I have this? I want this over here and a toast on by my father. And give me this ice over here and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you. Thank you, ice cream man.
Money makes the world go round, the world go round, the world go round. Money makes the world go round, it makes the world go round. A mark, a yen, a buck, or a pound, a buck. Or a pound, a buck, or a pound is all that makes the world go round. That clinking, clanking sound can make the world go round.
Money, 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 money.
If you happen to be rich and you feel like a night's entertainment, you can pay for a gay escapade. If you happen to be rich and alone and you need a companion, you can ring ding-a-ling for the mate. If you happen to be rich and you find you are left by your lover, though you moan and you groan quite a lot, you can take it on the chin, call a cab and begin to recover on your 14-carat yacht. Money makes the world go around, the world go around, the world go around. Money makes the world go around, of that we can be sure. I'm being poor. Shoes on your feet and your coat's thin as paper, and you look 30 pounds underweight. When you go to get a word of a will tell you to love evermore. But when hunger comes around, rat, 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 at the window.
At the window.
Who's there?
Hunger.
Ugh, hunger.
See how love flies out the door. For my name makes the world
go round,
the world
go round,
the world
go round.
My name makes the
go round.
That clinking, clanking sound of money, 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 money. Get it, get it, get it,
money, 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 money.
Mark a yen, a buck for a pound. That clinking, clanking, clanking sound. So that makes the world go round. It makes the world go round.
Yeah, sure does. Sure does. No clearer indication than right now as I'm trying to find a new apartment in Vancouver. Yes. Money makes the world go round. Before that, we had Little Shop of Horrors with Feed Me. We had a couple Muppets songs in there. Louis Armstrong with Mac the Knife. You're listening to Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth, CITR 101.9 FM's newest radio show. You can catch it online at citr.ca. And if you're looking for a podcast, or if you're looking for to catch an old show, which is kind of the podcast, then you can look on citr.ca, or you can also look on iTunes. Just search citr.ca.
Dash dash Cab Radio, isn't it?
Yes, you're right, my friend. You're right. I'm being distracted.
CITR. Put their phone away. No phones. It's
no
like,
phones.
It's like we're on the golf course right now.
We're no on the golf allowed. Course? Really? Is that the rule? I don't
yes.
golf.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're taking you on a wacky and wonderful world of cabaret. Mm. And we've gone all across the board. We started off in Germany there. We had some Richard Cheese with his dedication to Michael Jackson. We had some Wet Spots, some Big John Bates, some Paul Anka.
Mm.
What do we got next, D-Rock?
We got a little band out of New York. Now, it falls into the category of dark cabaret. Kind of a, it's a new sort of thing that's kind of punk sort of style music, I'd say. But this band's called Susie and the Banshees.
Susie and the Banshees?
Yes, and this song is called Peekaboo. So, I think, yeah, we'll get into a few kind of songs that are a little more modern day. I know we've played a couple already, but these next ones, they're definitely a little more, you know, now kind of cabaret, you know, I'm not making any sense right now, but...
What kind of dark, are you talking about dark? Like the, like oh. punk dark, or like...
Is your phone off now? Because you finally got back into that conversation.
I was just mesmerized by your description of it.
Didn't we have that conversation like 2 minutes ago?
I just wanted to read...
No, dark cabaret, yes.
Yes. Explain that a little bit to me.
Well, from what I get from dark cabaret is that
yes,
I get that what it is it's kind of this, it's a new style of dance, but it's kind of dancing in to punk gothic style of music with a little hardcore edge to it. What are you laughing?
I'm sorry, I got to share the story. I am very distracted. I just got like about 5 text messages. My roommate was actually in search of some illicit drugs, and I noticed that this bottle of oil that I'd hidden in the back of the cupboard had been moved, like it had been used for cooking, and I don't know if she knew that it was that, and I just got a text message from her saying that that was why she was. She thought she was having an epiphany, but really she just got really stoned off some oil. Sorry. Went off track there. All right. So, dark and stormy cabaret in New York. Is this a movement, or what? Describe this to me.
I'd love to, but I'm going to tell you to Google it, because...
Okay, that's what I do.
That's
well, why don't we
do.
Just get into it then, and then we can discuss it afterwards.
Perfect.
All right. Sorry for the listener. That was a little distraction there.
Susie and the Banshees.
Pin up.
Tiger! Where's all my soul sisters? Let me hear your flow, sisters.
Hey, sister, go, sister, soul, sister, flow, sister. Oh.
Let them know we bout that cake straight out the gate. We independent women, some mistake us for whores. I'm saying, why spend mine when I can spend yours? Disagree? Well, that's you, and I'm sorry. I'ma keep playing these cats out like a car. Wearing high heel shoes, getting love from the dudes, four badass chicks from the Moulin Rouge.
Hey, sisters, soul sisters, better get that dough, sisters.
We drink wine with diamonds in a glass by the case, the meaning of expensive taste.
You wanna itchy,
come on,
mocha chocolate.
What?
Rio Lady Mamu.
One more time, come on.
Pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away!
Hey, boo!
Boo!
Back here in the Cabaret Radio Studios, 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. We are here enjoying a nice evening of cabaret, and the last section there was a little distracted by some text messaging by my roommate, so we thought we'd get her on the line. Hello, Rumi. Are you there?
Roomie, that's me. I got roomie for you if you got roomie for me.
So you were distracting me with about 20 text messages, and you know my feeling towards text messages. Why did you feel you needed to distract the host while he was on air?
Well, because I knew that you would respond.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, you wanted to share a story with us as well, right?
It was about
a tuna fish sandwich.
Like a sandwich, absolutely. But, here's the deal. Not only do I think you're wonderful, and not only do I love you very much, but I had no idea what kind of, secret messaging we had, living together. I mean, here I thought I had an epiphany, and I know what kind of extracurricular activity you might be involved in and you might endorse. Living with you, I had this epiphany, and, it just came to me as to why I did.
Okay, I'm curious to find out. I'm a little nervous at the same time.
Oh, you are? Well, you shouldn't be. You shouldn't be. I mean, maybe you could explain it, actually, because, the other night I made a tuna salad when you weren't home, and then I had the most wonderful evening. You weren't home, but I had the most wonderful evening. I had this epiphany, and you weren't even here.
What was the epiphany?
Well, sometimes you just, spend a little time on your own, and you make yourself a little bit of dinner, and you have yourself a little glass of wine, and you spend some time with your animals, which Teddy, you'd agree. I've got lovely animals, don't you?
You do have lovely animals.
I know.
I've heard that about you, Regan. You have a very nice pussy.
And, out of that, I am a lovely animal unto my own. Anyway, so I had this little epiphany. I was, lying down watching the Michael Jackson funeral and, recalling how much I was a fan of the One Gloved One, and how I had posters in my room where he was wearing the white suit with the yellow vest and, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, all of these other things came to me, out of nowhere. They were beauty. It was wonderful. And I was, seriously thinking I was having this epiphany about my whole entire life. It was really fantastic, and I couldn't figure out why. I could not figure out why.
And now you know.
Well, I'm not sure that I know. But what I do know is, I do not want to make salad dressing without the contents of your cupboard.
Well, I appreciate the phone call. We have to get back to the world of cabaret now.
Well, of course you do. Of course you do. And, ta-cha-cha.
And would you like to say anything to any prospective landlords out there that might be listening?
Yeah, lower your fucking rent. Anyway.
All right. Well, thanks.
Lower your rent and you know what? You should have great people like us because we bring beauty and light unto the world.
That is true.
And probably some of your co-patriots and other people who pay not enough rent. But anyway, Eric, how are you doing? Eric, you know what? Some of this is about you. It's not always about Teddy.
Oh, it's mostly about me.
It's mostly about me.
Yeah, I know. I heard you last night.
We have to go and get back to our last set here, Regan, but thank you for phoning in.
Hey, and I am not going to hang up unless I have a dedication unto myself.
Okay, Ebrock's going to dedicate the next song to you.
Okay, excellent. I'd like to hear Phoenix.
This isn't a request. This is a dedication.
Oh, it's not a request line?
No, it's not a request line. E-Rock, what do you got for us?
Okay, well then, just do a shout out to me because I'm going to love you guys all the same. And listen to Cab Radio on 101.9 CITRFM.org.
Ow! This song's going out to our friend Regan. It is my late triplets de Belleville.
Et maintenant sur scène les triplets de Belleville. We'll be right back.
if you haven't seen that movie, The Triplets of Belleville, great animation flick, great music, very wacky and weird. This is Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. We are almost out of time tonight. Thanks for joining us on our wacky and wonderful world, to the world of cabaret. If you have any thoughts on the program, you can give us a shout-out at cabaradio@gmail.com. That's cabaradio@gmail.com. Maybe you have some suggestions for a future cabaret show, or maybe you have an idea that you'd like to put across for a show, like Susie Shameless came on and did some lube testing on E-Rock. We also had You Pick Your Playlist with Jay Biz. We also have some other upcoming specials in the next couple months, so if you feel like getting involved and coming on and being a part of campus radio and something a little bit different, then give us a shout out, cabaradio@gmail.com. Many thanks to Cab Radio producer E-Rock for putting together most of the music tonight for the world of cabaret. Of course, we can't cover everything. It's just impossible. No. There's just so much to do in the world of cabaret. And I know some might argue that some stuff isn't and some stuff isn't and some is and some stuff is. It's getting late. So we're almost out of time. E-Rock.
Yo, yo, yo. Thank you, everybody. That was a fun journey. It was my first journey. You know, in the future, I believe I will come back. I'll know a little bit more about cabaret. We'll find some more songs, some more fun things to do. But all in all, I think it was great. It was a good learning experience for me. I spent some time this last week going over things and checking it all out on the internet and that fun thing that we call the internet. But, we're going to close the show off now, and it's with probably one of the most popular
quintessential.
Do you like that word? Very nice.
Thank you.
Songs of the cabaret scene. It's by one Liza Minnelli from the movie, or, sorry, the musical.
Well.
Both.
No, she was in the movie. I don't think she was in the musical.
No.
I don't know.
Either way.
I don't know anything about cabaret.
Cabaret it is. That's the name of the song, too.
All right, we'll see you next week, Tuesday nights at 11 here on CITR 101.9 FM. More wacky and wild adventures in the world of cabaret radio. For now, we leave you with Liza Minnelli's Cabaret from the movie Cabaret.
Sitting alone in your room, come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Put down the knitting, the book and the broom. It's time for a holiday. Life is a cabaret, old chum. To the cabaret. Come taste the wine, come hear the band, come blow your horn, start celebrating. Right this way, your table's waiting. What good's permitting some prophet of doom to wipe every smile away? Life is a cabaret, old chum, so come to the cabaret. To have this girlfriend known as Elsie, with whom I shared four sordid rooms in Chelsea. She wasn't what you'd call a blushing flower. As a matter of fact, she rented by the hour. The day she died, the neighbors came to snicker. Well, that's what comes from too much pills and liquor. But when I saw her laid out like a queen, she was the happiest corpse I'd ever seen. I think of Elsie to this very day. I remember how she turned to me and said, what good is sitting all alone in your room? Come, hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum. come to the cabaret. And as for me, and as for me, I made my mind up back in Chelsea. When I go, I'm going like Elsie. Stop by admitting from cradle to tomb.
Worst thing I ever heard.
It was terrible.
Horrendous.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah?
Well, there were parts of it I liked.
Yeah, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good.
It was great.
It was wonderful.
Well, bravo.
More.
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 This just in, Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cabaret Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cabaret Radio.